broadcasting from your favorite breakfast spot. You're listening to the Brown Roofing Melissa in the Morning Diner Tour on WICC 695.9, the voice of Connecticut.
Right here in Milford, and boy, there has been a lot happening in Milford. We certainly have focused on it during the regular shows of Melissa in the Morning with education. It's been a couple of rough weeks, honestly, and some sort of devastating news. Regardless of your political background, a lot of Milford families and certainly Milford educators are disappointed that we did pass a city budget. I didn't do anything, but that officials passed a city and an education budget for Milford, but it did mean that we're going to see some cuts in the next school year. So I'm very excited to be talking to Herman Witter, who is the Director of Affiliate Services and Member Training for the Connecticut Education Association, and that is the parent of the Milford CEA. I have to say, Herman, not only are you a sharp dresser, but you also have a lot of optimism, because I know when you first sat down across from me as a Milford parent myself, I'm like, what about this? What about this? And you're like, I think we're going to be okay. And I love that. I love the optimism. Thank you so much for being here.
You're quite welcome.
So let's dive right into the nitty gritty, because it was passed this week. The Board of Education in Milford, you know, had to figure out, okay, if we're not going to bring back 400,000 or the 1.3 that was needed by the Board of Aldermen, what are we going to do? Yeah. You have some of the specifics there.
I want to
first ask this question, Herman, because I'm not an educator. What is an FTE? I know what it stands for, but what does that mean?
It's full-time equivalent, or it's basically a body, right?
So a full-time employee.
Yes.
Okay.
Basically a body. It could be part-time, could be 0.5, so that would be half-time.
Okay, because I felt like that was a term that kept being thrown out there for the Board of Education, and granted, they understand education, they work in some regard with it, but the common person like myself, I don't know what an FTE, what that means, rather. And when you hear about positions, FTEs being cut, do we have any clarity as to who is going to be out of a job?
Yes, clearly we've got, based on what the district has identified, there are individuals from various bargaining units, so the teacher bargaining unit, the paraprofessionals, the secretaries, even the administrators, they will lose their positions. We're hoping to minimize that through attrition.
What does that mean?
Well, basically, between now and the end of the school year, some people will be retiring. Some may quit. Some may lose their jobs through other means. And so those activities will open up positions where folks who would have lost their jobs can move into those positions.
Does that commonly happen?
That happens a lot.
Okay.
And we count on that happening, especially the retirement part, so we can put people in. And that minimizes the loss of positions. And we've always successfully worked with the administration, whether it's this administration or administrations across the state. But we've successfully worked with Milford, worked with Dr. Kataya, and I'm sure we'll successfully work with her again and her administration and the board to make sure that we minimize the damage to the school system and the effect that it will have on our kids. Larger classes, class size, nobody wants that.
No.
But, you know, with the lack of funding, you're going to definitely have that. Loss of programs as well.
I want to give perspective to Herman, which was why I was so excited you were willing to come on the show, because, you know, one of the other cities that I cover a lot on Melissa in the Morning is Bridgeport. And when you look at Bridgeport, I mean, they have a $30 million deficit, and there's a whole lot behind that. You know, there's a lot that's going on behind the scenes, so I'm not even going to dive into that. But when I look at Milford and a 1.3 essentially deficit, or, you know, they had to figure out what they're going to do there. You know, I do you feel like the average school district, the ones that the CEA, which again is the largest teachers union in Connecticut, are you finding that on average a lot of school districts are coming up short with what their budgets, what they wanted it to be? I mean, we sort of anticipated this happening because pandemic funds were running out. Are you finding that?
Yes, that's quite correct. We've seen a lot of budget challenges over the Yeah, across the state in the last couple of months.
Yeah.
So I'm sure you've all seen the rallies that have occurred. And, you know, some districts that we would be surprised about, even Greenwich.
Yes.
May lose a few teachers. So I think a lot of districts are anticipating not getting federal funds. And so they're cutting back. And you have to make up the money somewhere. Mm. And if you cannot get it from the state or from the local, then, you know, from the town or the city, then you're going to have cuts to the programs and to staff. And obviously, as we know, the biggest part of the budget is always personnel.
Yeah.
So that's an issue.
The paraprofessionals thing, that worries me, to be honest. So yes. Milford, part of the personnel that is getting cut, that includes paraprofessionals.
Yes.
I don't get that. I have to be honest, Herman. I don't understand that because paraprofessionals make some of the lowest wages in schools.
Correct.
So I never, and we need them the most, if I'm being frank, I especially for the elementary age.
They are essential.
They're super essential. So I never understand why they're the first on the chopping block. Yeah. It's like, oh, okay, we can at least save here. It's like, no, we can't. I don't get that. Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, that's a challenge, and I'm sure their unions will be addressing that issue as well. We don't represent paraprofessionals, but we know they're.
Oh, I didn't know that.
No, we know they're an essential part of the team.
Okay.
Because we're all a team. In order to make education essential, make it what it is in Milford. Milford was voted, I think, the 31st in the state as far as they were ranked as 31st in the state last year, I believe. No, it's a 2025 ranking. So it's, it's an important school district. And
when
that's
you say ranked, so 30, would you
out of 169
school districts? You're saying one of the in the top 35 best school districts?
Yes.
Wow.
So that's important. So
it's very important.
I don't know if the citizens of Milford if they realize that. So obviously you're doing something. The district is doing something well, and to be ranked that high, and whenever you starve the district of the financial resources that it needs, then, that's just going to roll back.
Yeah.
And I have heard the superintendent and the board, emphasize that point that we've got to get back to where we were prior to the pandemic.
Mm.
And, funding will help that. Mm. And this budget was bare bones. It was a skinny budget.
What does that mean,
and
a skinny budget?
The budget that was, it would support the programs that that are in place, and it would support the personnel that was in place. They weren't looking for increases to increase all the programs.
Investing
or to start
further.
More initiatives.
Okay. Building upon the foundation there.
I see. Right. So the I believe the 5.3 million, if I'm correct, that was asked for. I believe that's what it was. 5.3 million. One was to support what's already here, right? You've got to support the salaries of the employees, and things cost more every year.
Yeah.
So that was part of the increase that was given. But if you don't get that, then you've got to cut. And that's where we are, unfortunately.
Herman Witter, who is the Director of Affiliated Services and Member Training for the Connecticut Education Association, also the parent of the Milford CEA, who is here talking everything schools. Before we go to the statewide, I just wanted to say one more quick thing about Milford and just get your take on it. So understandably, this had nothing to do with the budget, but when I was looking through the items of, hey, we may have to cut here or there, I noticed things that I thought to myself, but does it matter? So, for example, elementary STEM labs. My kid's in first grade. I'm not saying I don't love that he has a STEM lab, but does he need a STEM lab? And I guess my question is, do you find with not just Milford, but do school districts sometimes compete to be the best? Like, we're the first to have esports rooms in Milford. We have STEM labs for elementary. But I'm not bragging about my kid going to Milford schools because he has a STEM lab. I'm bragging because his first grade teacher is phenomenal, because his principal answers me when I email him within 24 hours. Those are the things I think we should be focused on. And I don't know if you find, not to pick on Milford per se, but like in general, do we see that with Connecticut school districts where we're focusing on the wrong things? We're investing in things that, I'm not saying don't matter, but if we don't have the money there, why are we going to compromise kids, like classroom sizes and teachers losing their jobs?
Understood. Districts, they do compete, right?
Yeah.
You want to be the best district possible. If the money's not there, then a lot of times you've got to roll back your initiatives because they're not going to be funded, or if they're funded, then you might end up losing FTEs,
right?
Which no one wants. Yeah, you love your first. You said your first grade.
Shout out to teachers. Mrs. Byrne. I love her very much. Yes, I do. She's been instrumental in my son's. Yes.
So those are the individuals that's going to touch your child in a way that will help the child to grow.
Right.
Programs will help, but we've got to deal with the essentials, right? The essentials is having your teacher there, your paraprofessionals, the support that the students need in order for them to grow.
Mm-hmm.
Those are the essentials. So that's what you start with.
Yeah.
And that's what should be funded initially, right? The other things can come and go, the other initiatives, but you need to take care of the core.
Mm-hmm.
And whether it's, you know, whether it's Milford or whether it's other districts, you take care of the core
the needs.
Initiatives that you for the students to grow in that particular district. And in this district, as I said, the current budget was a bare bone budget. The initiatives that the district would have put forward, they did not this year, as I understand it. The money for the labs, I understand, came from another source.
Right. Same thing with the esports rooms. Absolutely. Right. It was approved state bonding. Yeah. But I always think to myself, why don't we wait to see what actually passes and then let's bond later. If we have the money, great. If we don't put people out of jobs, great. If we don't have to increase class sizes, then great. Then you go build whatever you want. But I think we sometimes do it backwards. But what do I know? Herman, well said. Let's talk about at the state level.
Yeah.
We know that we're rounding out the last couple of weeks of the legislative session.
We are.
We're looking for a budget.
Yes.
Education is clearly a top priority for lawmakers, including the governor.
Yes.
What are your priorities?
Well, we've got several priorities. I'll read off a few here. We've got, we're addressing the teacher shortage, teacher recruitment and retention. We have a problem in the state where we cannot keep teachers. We don't have enough teachers. And we're not encouraging teachers, we're not encouraging students to get into the teaching profession.
Mm. Oh, interesting.
So what do we do in order to entice them? We've got to put programs together to entice, high school students to go to college and to pursue a teaching degree. We got to encourage the teachers that are here now to stay in the profession.
Mm.
We also have a lot of second career teachers. So we can recruit outside of the standard, teaching profession and bring them in. But we also need the support of the state, right, to get that done.
Mm-hmm.
Because you've got to spend the money in order to encourage kids to go to one profession over the other.
You want to know something I think Milford does really well, and I don't know if a lot of other districts do this, but I know it's something I'm very excited for my son to do when he gets to high school, is their last semester of their senior year, both foreign and law, have the seniors go out and work somewhere.
Yes.
So I've had interns at WACC who have gone on to be the news director of the UConn radio station, and it's very cool. The other day I was visiting my son's school and there was a foreign high school student who was sitting in the classroom. When you talk about incentives, I think more districts should offer this, where you have your seniors, instead of sitting in the classroom, if they've gotten all their curriculums checked to graduate, they should go to classrooms. I think that
I
would
agree.
Be so cool, right?
I agree.
I think that would be so cool. Even if you did it as a junior and you're like, hey, instead of doing whatever, you do, you know, a month long of you're going to go to a classroom now. We're going to whatever. I think that would, you want to talk about enticing and not spending an awful lot of money. Hey, why don't we back off a little bit of what the curriculum is right now and have them actually do real life, seeing what's going on in the classroom and then write assessments, whatever they have to do.
Yeah, I think also if you grow your own, right, there's a sense of support.
Yeah.
For that school district that helped you to achieve your objectives.
Exactly.
So those folks will come back to the district.
Exactly.
And they know the district. So it's good to encourage that. Let me. We've got other initiatives.
So, Herman, you know what I'm going to do? Unfortunately, I'm being told in my ear that I have to stop talking, which happens far too often. Can you give me those? And what I'm going to do is I can put those on our website so that people can see it with your podcast if they want to go back and listen.
Perfect.
Thank you, Herman, so much. I appreciate the work that you do with the CEA.
You're welcome. All right. Thank you very much.